Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is hour number four of the G-Bag Nation. Time for some Cowboys Twitter. General at your service live from Surprise, Arizona. See me, bear me. N.A. Jeff Calvin, I'm Mike Bassick. And Lucius Alexander back home at 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down. And we will start with a tweet from a blog in the boys. They sent this out. Bills fans were waiting at the airport for Cole Beasley. Treat him well, Buffalo. And that's, I think that's a pretty cool deal. Obviously we experienced that during the Mavs championship run where a bunch of people got, you know, lined up there at Love Field, and they did it for the Rangers as well. I think the thing that's a little bit different for the one team sports towns is anything can get enough fans excited to go to the airport to greet the new guy as soon as you find out what airplane he's on, because your entire off season is just an off season without any sport. You know, your favorite team isn't playing because you don't have a team in there. Sure, there's fans that kind of gravitate to the closest regional team or the big national brands or whatever, but it's just so different and you're starved for anything. So I guess that's getting off on the right foot for Cole Beasley and the Bills fans. And let's hope that keeps up. You know, hopefully he can get some great chemistry with Josh Allen, and he turns into a fan favorite up there. That'd be awesome for him.
And that's where Ben is?
He flew up there to kind of
that's
be a conduit.
Vacation.
Yeah. He was like, I'll handle this for you. That's right, because Ben is off these days, isn't he? That would be awesome if that was the story.
We saw Ben Rogers as they take a picture of Cole Beasley. There's Ben right behind him. He's this promotion guy to make sure Buffalo's set up the way that Cole deserves it to be set up.
Of course, on Cowboys Twitter, you have a little bit of talk going about the return of Tavon Austin, a player. Man, hopefully he can remain healthy and, you know, give the Cowboys that good jet action there on the jet sweep, provide a lot of deception from there, help out in special teams a little bit. I just feel like
he's fun too.
Yeah.
Like the personality.
Yeah.
I don't know
great
how
energy
much that really counts for, but I feel like if you play wide receiver, you want Tavon Austin in the room with you.
Yeah.
He's the fun guy. He's the energy guy.
Yeah.
He makes work enjoyable. And then he's a heck of a punt returner that can play some receiver.
Yeah. I made a couple of big plays last year for sure. How about we go to at Pressbox DFW? I hadn't been following them. I believe it's, a new startup sports situation. Oh. And Gil Brandt wrote an article on PressBoxDFW.com. Disturbingly quiet in the NFL free agent market, said the tweet. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones needs to address the urgent business of Tank Lawrence's new contract. Gil Brandt explains why at the website there. So I find that one interesting. I don't think Jerry's going to come out and talk about it, but it would be fascinating if he would right now. Like, you know, we have negotiations going on. He doesn't want to help or hurt it. I think if Jerry would come out and try to talk about this, it would take him about 4 minutes to kind of say nothing, right?
Because what are you going to say right now?
Yeah.
Like, if you say we've made a really good offer, it's like you're trying to slander the player. Like, we don't know why he hadn't accepted it. We made him a great offer. And if you say we haven't offered enough, you look like there is no win if you talk about a negotiation, I don't think.
Yeah, and I think Gil is with us is just – make a move. Either sign him because you know that it's going to be around this number, or trade him. I don't get the speaking to the media part, but I feel like maybe Gil's coming from the almost like...
You know, my bad. It's Gil Leberton, formerly of the Star-Telegram. That's
okay.
That's a horrible misread by mine. So it's Gil Leberton, and the headline... He's one of my favorite writers as well, though. Wake up, Jerry, and sign Tank. Elsewhere here on Cowboys Twitter, Pro Football Focus tweeting, the duo of Ronnie Stanley and Tyron Smith led the league by allowing the lowest pressure percentage of tackles in 2018. And it got me thinking, Tyron's still amazing at his job, as Jeff told us at several points last year after multiple film studies. So are Travis and Zach if they stay healthy. I think for sure they're going to jump back closer to the top five. Could they become the best offensive line? Because to me, that's the biggest possibility for dramatically changing what they were last year. Dak is so much better when he can step into the ball and drive the ball down the field. It's not even close how much better that he is. He starts looking like an elite quarterback with the kind of throws, if he's got the time and he can see everything, that he can make. Remember in his run in 2016 where we're like, holy crap, he's dropping the ball in between levels and everything and really getting the ball downfield early yeah. on. And things have changed significantly. You know, and then the other thing about that 16 year is they were able to run the ball against an 8-man box consistently with the best line in the NFL and still be productive. We get into first and goal situations. The Cowboys felt like last year, guys, we can't run it. You know, so that's what started Linehan down the path of trying trick plays with Noah Brown and Jimmy's Olawale being the intended receiver on stuff. So that to me, as we're looking for, okay, free agency is kind of wrapping up. Maybe there will be some Eric Berry excitement, but probably not. And it's looking like they're just addressing depth. This is the way to sort of regenerate that hope. It's chicken soup for the Cowboys' soul, I believe.
Yeah, I think. I think it's just sometimes it's hard to sell to a fan base a plan in a time where other people get to get new shiny toys and you don't. When you say, listen, the reason the Cowboys are going to be better than they were a year ago is because they're going to get guys back. There's going to be natural progression. They're going to be able to do the things they used to do a few years ago if somebody doesn't get hurt, and they're going to be able to block. And like all of that, it's true. But I just don't know how many people get excited while other people get to grab Earl Thomas and sign Le'Veon Bell and all these different names. You're like, no. This is okay, too. They're doing is okay.
It is, but you could have said the same thing about this time last year, and then we realized it wasn't, and then they made the move to get Amari Cooper. I'm with, like, look, not spending $1 zillion in free agency, but I think it's really tough to bring back the same team.
But last year we kind of saw the glaring hole. What is it? What is it this year? Like, what's the big thing that you're like, they've got to do this? Because we saw the wide receiver core was going to be bad.
Well, I would say they got to sign DeMarcus Lawrence back,
right,
or they're not going to be that good of a
right.
defense. I think they have to upgrade one of the safety spots. But to your point, I don't think they have to. They could just bring in another person to compete with Jeff Heath if they wanted to. And then the one thing that I'd say they have to do, they have to be able to score the ball better. They can't offensively be the same next year and expect to beat the Saints, the Rams, whoever the other teams are that are going to be really good next year if they're not able to move the ball offensively better.
And I think that's one of the things, that's one of the reasons that you have suddenly Kellen Moore instead of Scott Linehan. Because I think, I don't know exactly Jerry and Steven's thinking, but from my perspective, what they saw was the Cowboys as a collection, not the players, but the people calling the plays and designing the game plan. If they got to a spot where they could kick a 45-yard field goal and it was first and 10, you dialed the conservative all the way up, where it's like, well, guys, the worst thing we could do now is forfeit these 3 points. So instead of saying, I'm going to go back to the Sean McVay quote, even though now we know that he doesn't always live by it. Attack success, don't fear failure. When you get it going, like the 2-minute warning, bing, 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 they get down the field. When they're down by 6, bing, 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 they'll get down the field. But over the course of a regular game and on just any drive, if they get into field goal range, they just hit the brakes. It's like, hey, our number one goal is not the touchdown. Our number one goal is to not give up these 3. We got these 3. Don't give them up. That's our biggest goal. It's the wrong goal. And I think because it's something that's philosophical and it's a big picture thing, somebody got fired. Or Jason Garrett just picked his next scapegoat. But ideally, it means that got somebody fired and that's going to be different. But we shall see.
All right. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I saw a tweet from Bobby Belt right here. He says, Abram will now blow the Cowboys away in an interview. He is everything that the team says they want in the locker room. They're talking about Mississippi State's Jonathan Abram. Appears to be a defensive back.
So he's the first guy that Bobby says is going to be on the Cowboys. Every year we do this where they have 30 guys.
Okay.
Before the draft, they're going to bring in 30 individuals that are NFL draft prospects out to the Star for, quote, official visits. And when that list comes out, we get an idea of the position groups they're looking at, because you'll have six of a position, eight of a position of your 30 spots. And so Jonathan Abram is the first name that we know.
Okay.
And Jonathan Abram's a good one.
Nice.
If Jonathan Abram were available at number 58, which is not impossible, Jonathan Abram is worth the pick.
The follow-up question to Bobby, he said it's about 50-50 that he makes it there.
Yeah, give or take. You know, we talked to Dane this morning, and he actually mentioned him and gave a brief scouting report. He's like your typical strong safety in that, as a tackler, just flying around and making plays, he's outstanding. In coverage, it's kind of okay. Like, not Kayvon Frazier, where it was like, guys, he ain't going to cover for you. But not a coverage guy. He's a downhill guy more so than a coverage guy. But he's a really good player. And if you had a chance to get him, that would be a good one.
Cowboys Twitter continues here on 105.3 The Fan. We go to at Tom Ryle BTB, a blog in the Boys writer, says, getting the feeling this Christian Covington signing is a pretty good move by the Cowboys. Like his resume, he spent 4 years down there in Houston. Now, they do have Chris Covington, a linebacker special teams guy, already on the roster. Not sure if both are going to make the team, but it's fun.
Well, if they did, wouldn't you – and now here's where it gets really awkward. Because anytime that you have a guy with the same last name and the same first initial, one of them has to go to the next initial. So you have to have two letters back there. When they both start with Chris, that means for Christian, you would have to add one more. But would they put Christ Covington on the back of his jersey?
That would be awesome.
They might have to put full Christi Covington.
Christy Covington.
Yeah. And you may not want to go Christy.
Maybe you have a nickname situation come into play. You ask the NFL for an exception to their rules or something. I think you probably just go super basic and just say, hey, guys, you're going to have to lean on the numbers for these ones. They're both going Covington.
Or one of them gets a first initial and one gets no initial.
Okay, I can see that too.
In spring training yesterday, I've never seen this, but you know how there's a lot of people now with two last names because of divorces and stuff like that. There's a guy for the Indians. He had letters on his sleeves. They literally, because he had a hyphen name, and they were two longer names, like, let's just say, I don't know, Worthington and Washington, and that was his last name, and so they had to hyphenate it, so they actually had two letters on each sleeve, so his last name went from sleeve to sleeve.
All right, elsewhere on Cowboys Twitter, that's pretty impressive. I've never seen that before. Tavon Austin tweeting earlier today, unfinished business, !! Hashtag Big Tay. I love that when little guys take the big guy or the big guys take the little guy. Like Little Joe is like 360 pounds, something like that. That's always fun. And then Bobby, who's a regular contributor here to Cowboys Twitter, says, not a surprise because Garrett loves Tavon. He's got that, quote, juice Garrett desires on the field and in the locker room. It's great for positive energy. You said it best, Jeff.
It makes it fun. Every team needs guys that make work fun. Now, they have to be good enough to play your professional sport, but I think having one of those guys in each position group would be ideal. And the Cowboys kind of have that, except the one on the defensive line is currently really mad and wants his money, so you might want to figure that one out ASAP.
Yes, that is the top layer of business right now. How about David Hellman? Text from my dad just now. I believe his name is now Cold Beasley. That's elite dadding right there, folks. Grade A stuff.
That's a good dad joke.
I'm so proud. Yeah, I'm jealous of that dad joke, actually. I'm pretty disappointed me or Troy didn't think of it first. How about Taco Charlton here tweeting to Cold? Good luck, Pops. It's been real, my GPS. I'm sick. We never got to do the taco time sauce celebration I thought about. That would have been perfect.
What celebration?
You would have to have some sort of a taco big play, maybe a strip sack touchdown. So he's doing a taco dance, and Cold Beasley comes over with the sauce to put on the tacos. That would have been pretty fun, right? That would have gone viral.
Yeah, if we could have ever got a taco play.
Cold replies, I'll miss y'all, man, and I feel you. Mm-hmm. I'll pour the sauce on there, but just from the other sideline.
What if Taco breaks out this year?
Wouldn't that be
awesome?
His
third year, Randy Gregory's not there. He was a failure in his second year when we thought he was going to improve, and he just puts in the work, and he shows up, and he's a solid starting defensive end in his third year. Remember how – I mean, I'm just –
Not impossible.
I'll be positive here. After 2 years of Byron Jones, I was like, probably made a mistake with the first round pick. Not that he was a bust, but it was just like right around the same pick as Taco. It's just like, it's not really working out. And then in his fourth year last year, was last year his fourth year?
Who, Taco?
Byron.
Oh, Byron. Last year was his fourth. This will be his fifth year.
So he broke out in his fourth year. So I'll at least, like, as much as I rag and we
maybe
rag
move Taco to tight end for his breakout. Byron had to kind of move positions.
Or defensive tackle.
My palms are getting sweaty over here because about 45 seconds ago you said, what if Taco breaks out? And I thought about saying, if that happens, I'll ride that roller coaster. Then I went to a very scary place.
You said it.
Yeah. No, that
it's
was hypothetical.
It's on tape.
That
Texas
was
giant.
Hypothetical. No.
Texas Giant. Taco has more than six and a half is the number.
That's so possible.
If he has seven sacks next year, you ride the Texas Giant. I'll pay for you to get into Six Flags. I will pay your admission
fee. Thank you. No, who was it? Was it Adrian Claiborne or something with Atlanta who had six sacks in one game because of horrible coaching?
We will buy. We as a group will buy you season passes for the family.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Wow, what
a blessing. If you ride the Texas Giant,
does Abby like thrill rides?
You know, she probably will. She's into it right now.
Your reactions are telling me you hate theme parks.
Yeah, well, I like going to the fair and walking around and stuff, but I don't want to just be in a roller coaster factory where sheer terror. No, because I freak out on ski lifts. You know, we'll be 40 feet up, and
those are scarier, though.
When's the last time they double-checked this? When's an engineer been through here? I'm seeing this steel cable up here fraying a little bit. I see two threads coming out of that.
You have to face your fears.
Right? Yeah.
Nobody's ever died on the Texas Giant.
Wait, I don't know if that's accurate.
Screw you, Mike.
How many deaths happen at theme parks each
Troll Game's been A-plus by Mike this year, by the way.
It's like single digits, the number of people that die on roller coasters every year, give or take.
Come on.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. By the way,
how is that your biggest fear?
Let's update the 737 MAX 8 storyline, because we were talking about this a couple of days ago, and Mike looked at me like I was complete chicken, that if we show up for the plane Friday night, he said, would you get on if you knew it was a MAX 8? I said, hell no. UK just banned it. FAA is keeping it in the air to protect Boeing stock price. Thankfully, El Presidente came through and said, no, forget about that. We're protecting American lives right now. So you were going to get on that plane.
I was.
Death trap.
But I don't think it was good. Well, you're going to get on an 8, but I was just like, yeah, I believe that it'll make it.
See? So maybe, you know, maybe you should be a little bit more cautious.
My whole goal is to get on the Texas Giant. I want to ride the Texas Giant with you.
Well, you're going to have to come up with a hell of a bet. You know, you put taco sacks at 12 and a half and give
12 and a half?
Yeah.
Double digits.
12 and a half. Double digits, you're safe, Gavin.
Yeah, you're safe. 10 sacks, there's no way.
He's got a 1% chance of winning that bet.
Yeah, Taco, 10 total sacks in the next 2 years.
And then Mike has to have a not as bad payoff if he loses, though. It's not just a one-way bet.
I can't pull the trigger because I think what would happen is we'd get there, and then you'd strap me, and I'd say, no, get me out of here. I got a chicken out. And then everybody'd be like, oh, my God, did you see how much of a chicken you are? You can't be called a general if you're a chicken like that. So it would just end horribly.
You can do it. Abby's 7 years old. She's getting on it. That's what I'd say.
What kind of roller coaster will you do? Are there any of them that you'll do?
Ones that don't go upside down.
Texas Giant doesn't
go
upside down.
Doesn't go upside down.
What's it? Did you just go way up? And
the beginning is way up and the big drop.
It's just the wooden one that's really small.
It's not really small. It's called a giant.
It's like 8 stories up there.
It's very. Yeah.
I'll check it out next time we're at the Globe, okay? Maybe we can figure this out on opening day or something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.